Okay, here's tip number one. Forget your skill set and your core competencies. Yes, that's what I said. Ignore your resume, too. Those are all good for getting a job to tide you over, but they're irrelevant for finding out what you're brilliant at. Don't go looking for your dream job in the want ads or on a list of careers, because it's not there. What if your vocational testing results say that you would make a great warden in a maximum security prison and the notion does not thrill you? Then ignore the test. Skills aren't the same as gifts. You may have had no opportunity to develop your gifts at all, but they're gifts just the same. Face it, we're all good at something we don't like. Maybe that's playing piano, or trimming hedges, or cleaning up a mess. But if it doesn't make you happy, don't be fooled into trying to build a life around that skill. When I ask people what they'd enjoy doing, they often say, well, I could be a bookkeeper, and then I have to stop them. I say, I didn't ask for what you could do. I ask what you love doing. Start asking yourself that question, and you'll start tracking down what you love. Oh, P.S., if you're thinking, what good does it do to find what I love? I have to earn some money. Don't worry about it. In these tips, you're going to learn how to do both. See you next week.